Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a story, oh, maybe a little philosophy, or a co-host. And I call those things wombats. I don't have a wombat plan tonight, although one of the songs is pretty much a wombat. I'll tell you when it comes up. I'm going to start off with something from the first two songs are from part of my history. I often mention that I lived in the New York area for 34 years, and during much of that time, I was an active member of the New York City Pinewoods Folk Music Club. And we had weekends and weeks and singing parties. And both of these songs sort of arise from there. The first one is called I'll Remember You Love in My Prayers by Robin and Linda Williams. Robin and Linda Williams are wonderful musicians, and they came on at least one of the weekends, maybe several, so I've seen them live and heard them play. This particular song has a banjo and fiddle in it, my favorite instruments, both of which I play, not like these people play them. And the song is in a minor key, and or modal, I'm not sure the technology here, modal, minor, strange. Anyway, it's a haunting kind of thing, perfect for the banjo and fiddle to give you an eerie feel. And when Robin and Linda Williams sing together, also their voices have a minor feel to them, and it's kind of a neat song. It's one of my favorites from way back. I Remember You Love in My Prayers by Robin and Linda Williams. The next song is also from the Folk Music Weekends. And on any given weekend or week, there would often be one or sometimes two songs that just stood out, that everybody sort of got onto and really liked. It would be a song we'd never heard before, and someone would come there with it and introduce us to it, and everybody would fall in love with it, and we'd all learn it and sing it if we could. And this is one of those. On one of the weekends, I don't know who sang it first, maybe Evie May or it's her kind of song, someone came in and sang this song, Waltzing with Bears. Waltzing with Bears. It's a funny song. And I found a recording of it. It's by people I know, Anne Mayo Muir, Gordon Bach, and Ed Trickett. Gordon Bach is a fairly famous folk singer in the folk world from Maine. And I've met him a few times, been on several weekends with him. And two of his best friends are Anne and Ed, who are singing with him on this recording. They do a little bit of instrumental stuff at the start, and then they sing the song. I think Anne carries the lead mostly. But the story is worth listening to. Uncle Walter has, let's call it a strange addiction, and you're going to find out about it. This is Waltzing with Bears.
Demand that we one dance a day. He goes wah 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, braggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do, so he can go waltzing.
Waltzing with Bears, and Mayo Muir on the lead there, and Gordon Bach and Ed Trickett. And I think that was just the audience singing the choruses. They probably just filled them in. It was a live concert. Well, next is a completely different kind of song. This is Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler, and I consider it one of the more powerful songs I've ever heard. There's a line in there about, I can't remember the exact words, but the concept is that you're playing with matches in a room full of dynamite, and you'll hear it go by. And that's this is Total Eclipse of the Heart, and it's about an emotional experience that we all are liable to have now and then. So, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
Thank you.
nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. Turn around, bright eyes. Turn around, bright eyes.
Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. Again, we're going to switch moods. Back in the 50s and 60s, there was a lot more music that was sweet and kind than we hear today. We still have plenty of it around today, but back then there was more of it. And during the folk revival kind of era, there was a group called Bud and Travis, two men who sang together, beautiful harmony, nice rhythm, and just did some lovely songs. They weren't that popular. I don't know if they ever had got in the top 10, but they had some wonderful songs. And this is one of them, Bonsoir Dame. I love the tune. It's just a soft, gentle, kind of song. And I like to put those in every now and then. So here's one, Bonsoir Dame.
In a green wood close to our village, a quiet pool lies still and deep. Evening sounds and forest birds have gently lulled my love to sleep. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Sing softly, birds, and don't awake her. She doesn't know how my heart aches. I've never dared to say I love you. I'll tell her now before she wakes. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Fais dodo, petite fille, smile for me, dream of me. It seems a pity now to wake her. I'd rather stay here and pretend. If we could only stay forever, then our dreams would never end. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame. Bonsoir, dame. Bonsoir, dame. Madame Fedodo.
That was Bonsoir Dame by Bud and Travis. Next up is a 1975 song called Sister Golden Hair by a group named America. It was their second number one hit, and it's sort of typical of the rock style of that era and one of my favorites.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
That was Sister Golden Hair by America. Well, next up is Staying Alive from the movie Saturday Night Fever. And I want to talk about it a little bit. It came out in 1977, starring John Travolta. He'd been in a couple of movies prior to that, but this was his first real starring role where he stood out. It made his career in many ways. And this particular song, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, there was a scene in that movie that I consider one of the classic scenes of all time. John Travolta is on his way to work in Brooklyn, and he has kind of a second-rate job and a second-rate life in many ways, but he's a great dancer, and he dances at night in competitions, and he's really good. So he's strutting down the street with this song playing, perhaps on earphones or something, but you can hear the song, and he's walking. It's hard to describe the pace, but it's a scene to see this, the way he walked to this song. It's just full of life. And it was one of the greatest movies of my lifetime. It's not that it was a great story. It's not that there were great characters. It was just a beautiful painting of a part of life. It seemed so real. People were young. They were trying to survive. They weren't doing anything that important, but they were still vital and alive. And John Travolta really made that happen. This song brings it all back to me. This is called Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Time.
That was Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Well, we're going to switch moods in a minute, but first I want to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And we're coming to you from WEHC, which is the radio station of Emory and Henry College. It's solar-powered, and also, I might add, primarily funded by contributions. So if you'd like to contribute to WEHC, please do. Go on their website, wehc.org, and you'll find us. Now, you can also hear us on the web, wehcfm.com. EHC stands for Emory Henry College. And I bring you the show and play for you my favorite songs, songs I love, and things I get a kick out of, like the next song. I mentioned I was in the New York City area for many years. Cheryl Wheeler was on the scene there. I don't know that I ever saw her live, but I certainly heard her songs because she's one of the better songwriters, a clever, interesting, funny person. And this particular song is a good example. It's called Unworthy, and it's something we all feel sometimes. The basic idea she gets across is, no matter what I'm doing, I feel like I should be doing something else. And I'm always just, she starts off the song, well, you'll see. She has a guilt complex, and she's just very clever with words, and I get a kick out of this song. It explains part of my life to me. This is the way it often is.
Anyway, so this song is about being guilty, but it's just got way too many words in it, and I feel guilty, actually, about that. I'm unworthy. No matter what I'm doing, I should certainly be doing something else. And it's selfish to be thinking I'm unworthy. All this me, 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 self, 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 self. If I'm talking on the phone, I should be working on the lawn, which looks disgraceful from the things I haven't done. If I'm working on the lawn, I should be concentrating on those magazines inside, since I have not read one. I should learn how to meditate and sew and bake and dance and paint and sail and make gazpacho. I should turn my attention to repairing all those 40-year-old socks there in that bureau. I should let someone teach me to run windows and learn French that I can read and write and speak. I should get life in prison for how I treated my parents from third grade until last week. And I should spend more time playing with my dog and much less money on this needless junk I buy. And I should send correspondence back to everyone who's written, phoned, or faxed since junior high. I should sit with a therapist until I understand the way I felt back in my mind. I should quit smoking, drinking, eating, thinking, sleeping, watching TV, writing stupid songs. And I should be less impatient when the line just takes forever because the two cashiers are talking. And I should see what it's like to get up really early, rain or shine, and spend 3 hours walking. I should know CPR and deep massage and Braille and sign language and how to change my oil. I should go where the situation's desperate and build and paint and trudge and tote and toil. And I should chant in impossible positions till my legs appear to not have any bones. And I should rant at the cops and politicians and the corporations in indignant tones. I should say lots of money to leave Audubon plus all the rocks and animals and plants. I should pray possibilities for plotting plums of problems, probably blossoms plausibly from blah 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 blah. I'm unworthy.
That was Unworthy by Cheryl Wheeler. Next comes the Allman Brothers Band. This was their biggest hit. It's the only one of their songs ever to go into the top 10, and and they had a lot of great songs and a lot of great music. It's called Ramblin' Man. It's based on a song by Hank Williams in 1951. The band developed this song over the years and were hesitant to play it because it sounded too country to them, and their producer was hesitant to really promote it, so he sent it out to a couple of stations to try it out, and it got rave reviews. So Ramblin' Man became their biggest hit ever. This is the Allman Brothers with Ramblin' Man.
Thank you.
That was Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers, their biggest hit. Now we're going to go to something fairly recent. This is Friends by Blake Shelton. And I first heard it in the movie The Angry Birds. I like to go to kids' movies, and even animated movies. The Angry Birds, I thought, was going to be one of the worst movies ever made. How do you make a movie from a game like Angry Birds? If you ever played Angry Birds, it's a pretty simple game. There's not much of a plot to it. You fire these birds up and try and get them to knock things down. Fire them from sort of like a slingshot. Anyway, so they made a movie. Well, I went to the movie. I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was fun, interesting, well-written. And when this song came on, I pulled out my phone and put Shazam and found out what it was. I liked this song. It's called Friends. And it's Blake Shelton, country music artist. And I think he does a really fine job on this. Here we go. Friends.
Just couldn't walk another mile, and that cloud above me had no silver lining. I couldn't buy a break with my last dime. Oh, but when I saw you standing in the corner, I'd have never thought that you would have my back. But then we rolled in like the thunder and the lightning, threw some punches, then we had a laugh. Some rough, tough desperados, hanging tough through thick and thin, kicking up dust wherever we go. I can see that you and me are gonna be friends. Who'd have thought we'd wind up here together? Crazy that we're standing side by side, fighting just like two birds of a feather. Who's gonna tell us now that we can't fly? Just some rough, tough desperados, hanging tough through thick and thin, kicking up dust wherever we go. I can see that you and me are gonna be friends.
That was Friends by Blake Shelton. Well, now comes the possible wombat of the night. This is the Monster Mash by Kids Bop Kids. And I have two stories to tell you about it. You may already know this song, and you may already know this movie. The movie is the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and this song is from that show. That movie was, I looked it up, it's called A Musical Science Fiction Horror Comedy. How's that for an introduction? And it also was Susan Sarandon's first film, or first significant film. And she was the ingenue, the young, beautiful actress, innocent. And strange things happen in that film. Anyway, it's become a cult film. It's probably the best-known cult film of all time. college campuses, every place. I had heard of it for years and eventually went down to see it at a midnight show in Greenwich Village. That's the place to go. And watched it. And I had no idea what to expect. I remember that people came in there with umbrellas. I thought that was odd. And what I didn't realize was there was a rain scene in the movie. And during the rain scene, a lot of people had bought water guns and things and throwing water in the air. That's when you put your umbrella up. I didn't have an umbrella, so I got a little wet. And then the other thing that happened was that if you go to a Rocky Horror Picture Show, and they show at midnight throughout the U.S., probably around the world. They had one here at Emory College since I've been here, probably had several times. And people get down in the front and mime the actions. They go through all the dance moves and everything else. So that's one part of the story. Second part of the story I have for you is I used to go out to Fire Island off New York. In the summer, it's a wonderful place. There are no cars there. People hang out, have a good time. Long beaches, it's probably 40 miles of beach. And there are not many people there because you can only get there by ferry. And it doesn't promote day trippers. You really have to be staying there. So what people do is rent places for a week. And I went out for about 5 or 10 years. Anyway, one time I was out there by myself, staying with friends. And I used to go to places where they would sing, and we'd sing at night. And so I asked around, and they said, no, there's no singing tonight. However, one woman I met said, I live in a dance house. You can come to our house. We're having a party. Come on over. Come around 7 or something, you know, after dinner. So I did, and I got over there. And we were all sitting. There were maybe 30, 40 people around laughing and kidding, and probably half of them lived there, and the other half were like me, just people walked in. And they were all having a good time and serving drinks and you know, just general good vibes. When this song came on, this Monster Mash came on, and to my amazement, almost everyone else in the room got up and immediately formed in lines and began to go through the steps to Monster Mash. They all knew it. They all had rehearsed it. It was like, I felt like I'd suddenly been transported to another planet and everybody was a zombie except me. And they did this thing. But so it turns out that this is true almost everywhere. People know how to do the Monster Mash, and when the song comes on, they'll get up and do it. So anyway, here it comes. It starts off weird and it gets weirder. So I'm going to put on Monster Mash from you. This, I believe, is the recording from the movie. And to say that it's a strange song, I think it qualifies as a wombat. Here is Monster Mash.
In the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash. He did the Monster Mash, from my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the Monster Mash.
They did the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
They caught on in a flash.
They
did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5.
He did the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
They caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
Whoa.
Out of his coffin, Drax's voice did ring.
Whoa.
Seems he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa.
A opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
"Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It caught on and flash.
It's now the
monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
And you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
Grr, mash.
The monster mash.
Igor, you impetuous thing.
Then you can mash.
Grr, mash.
Then you can mash. The monster mash.
Yes. Yes, I got it. I got it.
That was The Monster Mash from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Next up, it's almost a wombat. It's so different. This is called Honky Tonk Part 1 by Bill Doggett from 1956. We find it useful to break songs into genres, groupings, although some songs don't fit well. And some are called crossovers. They belong to one genre, but they cross into another. This Honky Tonk was a crossover. It was a rhythm and blues song. It was the top R&B song from 1956. But it also went on the regular hit parade, got up to number 2, and became a classic, a standard, performed by over 50 other musicians that have recorded it, including the Beach Boys, Roy Clark, Buddy Holly, on and on. So it really is an all-time favorite song. However, it's different from most of what I play. It was the first song I ever learned to play part of on the guitar. I had an old guitar, and I learned to pick out the bass notes for Honky Tonk. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. And you kind of have to listen closely, but it's a haunting kind of thing. And this is R&B, I guess, close to as good as it can get. This is Honky Tonk from 1956.
Thank you.
Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at Sunday at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's my chance to play for you songs I love, and that one is from my childhood, 1956. I remember that song well. I used to lie on the sofa in my house and put the 45 RPM record on and let it play over and over and over. It was one of those songs for me. I know we all have those songs that kind of stick deep in us. That one is almost part of my DNA. You can send me email if you'd like, suggesting songs or commenting on the show. You can reach me at hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. And you can hear us on the web. If you're out of the area or where I live, I can't get WEHC. Pick us up at WEHCFM.com. If you have one of those devices like Alexa, you can say, Alexa, play radio station WEHC, and it will play it for you. Now it's time to close the show, and I'll do it the way I do every week, and that's asking you to join me in something. If you like, I encourage you to do it. I try and do it every week. Please join me in celebrating. And what are we going to celebrate? Being alive. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.